Okay, we are in Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. Today's shiur is L'schus Refuah Shleima for Rochel Bas Chana. Okay, so I think we did Amar Rava. We can start from Amar Abaya, which is four lines before the end of the narrow lines.
Is it possible to redo this from the two dots? Rebbe.
Sorry?
We didn't get recorded yesterday from the two dots. Is it possible to do that again, quickly?
What, from Ksubas Isha Bezimboris?
Yeah.
I should do the whole thing again?
How long is it?
Okay. Not that long.
Okay.
I don't mind doing it again. Ksubas Isha, but we also didn't get recorded the last piece of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Ksubas Isha Bezimboris. I'm a Mazutra Brader of Nachmal, I'm going to let me ask me. Ksubas Isha Bezimboris is only from Yisayman. Of Minei today, but from the husband himself, Bebedinus. That's what Rav Nachman said, the son of Rav Nachman said. Now, ultimately, we're going to slug up this Mandi Amar. We're going to work on it, take a while, but at the end of the day, we slug him up. But this is what he says, that from the husband you collect Bebedinus, only from Yisraimim do you get Tziburis. Practi Gemara, he asked me, Amayu Yiksu Basisha Vakul Milinami. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me Ksubas Isha Zeboris from Yisayman. Everything collects from Yisayman Zeboris. So why would I think Ksubas is different that the Mishnah would have to spell it out? Right? Zakta Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Ksubas Isha Laila Mi Ella Minei. Must be asking me, I'm sorry, call me Linami Zakhtan, Ain't it from Nixin Yisayman and Zeboris? Ella Minei. Must be the Mishnah saying even from the husband you collect Zeboris. And for the Gemara, let me ask me. No. The Mishnah Ksubas Isha Bezimboris means Miyasmi, which means as follows. In the Gemara's Havamina, in fact, the way Rav Narzutra learns, Nizakim Beinis is from the Nizik. Valkai Bebeinis is from the guy that owes you money. And Ksubas Isha Bezimboris is from the assignment. There's a switch in the middle of the Mishnah. But why did the Mishnah have to tell me that? The next line says everybody collects Zeboris from the assignment. Because we wanted to have attraction, which Rashi learns attraction for the first marriage, and Tysus learns to have more money for a second marriage. So we should give her gaininess, even from Yisayman, Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah spelled that Tsubas Isha Bezimboris. But according to Marzutra, from the husband himself, it's gaininess. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Elam Yasmin and Ksubas Amanam. Shemchina, She Anashim, Naisim Chayim Bein Anashim, men should find favor in the eyes of women, be Nasulahem and be willing, the women should be willing to marry them. Dr. Gemara Vaitama Rabbi Tashima, Remei Reimer Ksubas Isha Bebeinanis. Now, Miman, he's obviously arguing, right? So the Tanakama said Bezeboris, and Remei is saying Bebeinanis. Now, who is he talking about? Miman. Are you going to tell me he argues on that part of the Mishnah as well? Meaning, he could. There's nothing that says in the law book that a mayor can't argue. But the Havamin is that we have thought that was accepted law. And now you're telling me that's a matter of Machlaikas. It's like shocking. It's not impossible, but it's shocking. And for the Gemara, because it's part of the question. Must be. The mayor is saying you get from him Mizaburas, Mibainanis. A cloud drop on Sari Mizaburas. And for the Gemara, let me ask me. Yes, he does argue on Ainu fraud. Meaning he doesn't, but you would have a Havamina that he argues on Ainu fraud. Because I would think Sub is an exception. In fact, it is exception. Sorry. He does argue on Ainu fraud. Shining Subasisha Mishumchina. He holds that even though Nizakin and Bachayv go down to Zaburas, Ksubas Isha stays Mabeninus even from Yisayman, because it's important for us that the woman have a source of money. Now, Drabanan argue, and they say, Miyasmi, it's Mizaburis. But at this point, we're saying that Minei, it's Beninus. Rashi? Miman kamer kalhani de masnisen. Ilem Miyasmi, zonken hegel de mismazik. No, that's right, Jeff. Not to go back to touch. Amar Abaya Tashima. Abaya said, "Come in here." Hanizokin shamalam beidis. ובחיים בבינינס, וסומצי שבסיבורס. נזוקים את בידס, בחיים בבינינס, this is the Mishnah, וסומצי שבסיבורס. מימן. Who is the Mishnah talking about? Now, this is going now on trying to have a consistency in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in the same case. Nizakim be'edis, l'chayim be'edis, sumasishim be'zimoris. Read the Mishnah. Who are you taking Nizakim be'edis from? Who is the l'chayim taking be'edis from? Whoever that is, that's who the sumasishim is taking zimoris from. Because to say that the Mishnah switches, that Nizakim and l'chayim is taking from one person, and sumasishim is taking from a different person, doesn't read in the Mishnah. Miman, Elaim and Miyasmi, Mayuyik Subasisha Kohaninami. Then the first two are not true. The Zakin doesn't get it, it's from the Yasmi. Bachoyim doesn't get banned, it's from the Yasmi. Elalamine. Read the Mishnah. Why should I say that the Mishnah middle stream switches? The Zakin be it is from the guy. Bachoyim be banned, it's from the guy. Subasisha be Ziboris from the assignment. Why would the Mishnah switch? In middle, it should say Subasisha be banned in this.
Blanket.
Well, isn't that what Nizak means? Blanket Nizak? There, it's not from Yitzhakim.
You can make an argument.
Again, it's not the way usually Mishnahs are written.
Right.
Okay, that's all. Zakrashi. Miman. Kamer Kahani de Masnissen. Ilayim and Miyasmi, Nizak and Echad de Mitzmazik. In the case where the Mazik died, Begavim Miyasmi, Begavim Miyadis. But not any of Ramanich Yisrael Melma Ziburis. And for the Gemara, Amar Avachar by Yaakov, Hagab of Mayaskin and Gashinasa Orev Leniske B'noi, Levachoy B'noi, Luxubas Kolosai. The Mishnah is not talking about the Mazik, it's not talking about the Machoyv, and it's not talking about the husband. It's talking about a guarantor. A guarantor that guaranteed payment of the debt, of the owed money. He guaranteed the victim of the damage that if the guy doesn't pay you, I will pay you. And he guaranteed the loan that if the chayv doesn't pay you, I will pay you. And he guaranteed his daughter-in-law that if my son doesn't pay you, I will pay you. Again, that's the case. You didn't give a Gemara a chance to explain yet. You're jumping on the Gemara without letting... Let's see, let the Gemara do its thing. He got it. Shanatar Vaniski Benoi. A guy would do it for his son, the Bachai Benoi, Subas Kilasa. The Haikidine Vahakidine. And the Arab assumes the din of the norm. Nizakin about Khaiv the Machayim Gavu. Usually, Nizakin about Khaiv are collected from a living Mazik and from a living Bachaiv. So therefore, the guarantor is assuming to pay like the person he's guaranteeing for. So when you go to the guarantor to collect Nizakim, he has to pay it. He's going to say, well, I never did it. You guaranteed it. And when you guarantee something, you assume the regular. The regular is a Nizakim pays it. You guaranteed it. You assume that responsible. The regular Bachayv pays Benedis. You guarantee it. You get Benedis. Subas Ishid Lachamisa Gavya. Gerishin versus death. Death is more frequent than divorce. And therefore, usually, Subasisha ends up getting from Ziboris because it's collected from Yisayman. So when a guy guarantees it, he's guaranteeing what usually is paid by Subasisha. And since of the two possibilities of divorce or death of the husband, the more common one is the death, therefore his guarantee is to pay what would normally be paid by Suba. And normally by Ksuba, the husband's not alive. And therefore, the guarantor only assumes Ziboris. If Gerishin would be more frequent than death, then his guaranteeing the Ksuba would be guaranteeing Beninus, according to my sutra. But since normally Ksuba is collected posthumously of the husband, because Gerishin versus Misa, unfortunately, both are not unfortunate, but it's less Shiach Gerishin than Misa, so therefore, when the guarantor assumes it, He's assuming what normally is paid for tzuba. And normally what's paid for tzuba is tzuburis, because it's collected from Yisraelim. Therefore, even though the husband is alive now, and he divorced her, his guarantee was only for X. He never guaranteed Y, because that was not in his das of the guarantee. So, b'sisha de la'acha misa gavya, on a regular basis, u'la'acha misa miman gavya miyasmi, so e nami ki magvi, so the arif, when he pays, even though the husband's alive, maki magvi k'la'acha misa magvi, he collects, he pays, like Yisayman. That's what's inherent in the guarantee. The inherent in the guarantee is that the guarantor is saying, I will pay from what is normally collected for this debt. So by the Zakin, normally it's Iddis. By Bachoy, sometimes not when he dies, but that's uncommon. Most people that damage are alive when they pay. And Bachoy is usually Beninus. So Bezisha requires one of two things to happen, death or divorce. Death is the more frequent one. Therefore, the guarantor is only assuming the divorce.
There's no
chinah by assignment, right? We're not like Remeir now. So there's no chinah by assignment, there's no chinah by Arav. Again, we're collecting from the Arav what he committed himself to. And we're saying by Ksuba, there was a different type of commitment.
So the whole mission doesn't speak it out, it's talking about a guarantor.
That's what it's saying. But it's one case. It's a consistent case, which is what was bothering us, that the Mishnah meant one thing and then switched.
It doesn't bother us that it
wouldn't have mentioned. No, it doesn't. Obviously, it doesn't bother us. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kinyoshanasa Arav. Lailam Suba Minei David Beninus. The Gemara answers, really, according to my Sutra, Suba is collected from Beninus. The Kulam Asnitsim Ba'arav Kamairi. And this whole Mishnah is talking about a guarantor. Shenasa Arav Livnai, he guaranteed his son, Leniskai for his son, for the damage, Lavasai for his loan, Luxubis Isha Lapara Bishviloi. Imlo Yifram, he doesn't pay it. Veloi Para, Umais, he didn't pay it, and the son died. We also have a government Arav, and they came and collected from the Arav. Vokavadi, Avagab Glav, Miyasmi Gavya. Lei Magvina Lalam is a Boris. The Haikidina, the Haikidina. Saka Bechav, the Dine Lifrin, Ami Mechaim Shoben. It's usually collected when the son is alive. To be asked, ain't the book of Tzayakim are Yisayimim. It's not like they're coming to ask from the Yisayimim. Vichukashin Ephraim and Arav, Ephraim and Menu, Kedinshin Ephraim and Aben. When they pay from the Arav, they pay what they would have gotten from the son. Imhoye Bechayim, Boyle Nechasim. Miman Gavim, Boyle Leben Nechasim, from Yisayimim. Yonami Arav, Lemishtabat Lefreya. That's right. Okay. So that's the Gemara's answer. The whole mission is talking about a guarantor who has to pay up, and he assumed the responsibility for what's the normal payment. And by Ksuba, since death is more frequent than divorce, that's the normal payment.
You don't have Raya against Marzutra?
So far not.
And what about Remeir? This is not a kashrut Remeir.
What do you mean? Remeir holds two positions for Benness, even he asked me.
So,
he holds Mchina. Well, in the Mishnah he argues, he says, Remeir Emma Mabenis, right? If it's going on Yisayimim, then he's arguing on Yisayimim, back to above. Okay, now this brings us in to the little bit of a sugya of guaranteeship, if that's the correct word. And there's two kinds, there's really three kinds, but we'll go with two. There are two kinds of guarantors in Halacha. There's the Arev, and there's the Arev Kaplan. The Arev is the guy, let's take a case of a loan. The Arev is the guy that says, lend them the money, and I guarantee the loan. Now, halacha is, when the guy comes to collect, he's supposed to go to his debtor first. If the debtor has no money, he's allowed to turn to the Kaplan, to the Arev, and say, you guaranteed it, please pay up. That's what an Arav is. A Kablon is a guy that uses stronger terminology. He doesn't say lend him. He says give him. Ten loy. Vaniya frena. I will give it to him, and I will pay it. So the Gemara says the choice of words there, right? Or, even more so, he takes the money from the lender and gives it to the borrower. He's actively involved in the loan. In that case, the person can come straight to the Arif. Those are the two halachas. Really, at this point, not pertaining to our sugya, but that's the basic halacha. There is a weaker kind of guaranteeship, and there's a stronger kind of guaranteeship. The Rabbanon allowed in halacha that there's two madregas of what you're guaranteeing. One madrega is to say, if he doesn't pay, I will pay. And the other madrega allows the guy to come straight to the guarantor because it was a stronger language, or he actively took the money from A and gave it to B. So he's more involved, and the guy can come straight to him. That's the halacha. The geya us is as follows. There's a machloikas later on, and we paskin, it's a fact, that when you guarantee a ksuba, it's a meaningless gesture. And the reason for that is, the Gemara gives a double reason. Number one is, you're involved in getting a mitzvah done. You're enabling a marriage. And number two is, nobody is losing any money. Meaning, it's not if she doesn't get the ksuba, nobody is out money that they lost. By damages, somebody's out money. By a loan, somebody's out money. By ksuba, she won't get a ksuba. It's not that she lost something that she had. So therefore, the halacha is that a guaranteeship of a combination, and this is going to be different to other, but I'm just saying the halacha, a guaranteeship of something that is a mitzvah and nobody is losing actual money, you're losing a right to get money, but you're not losing money that you had, isn't meaningless. It's a nice thing, but it's a meaningless gesture. It has no halachic consequences. No, in those, it's a combination. It's a mitzvah and lav midi chasre. Nobody lost money.
But not in a case where a guy has a right to get money.
Yet.
You guarantee
that. That's not a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah.
Right.
That's a different story. We're talking a combination. So the problem is, how can you tell me something about an Arv Teksubah when an Arv Teksubah doesn't have to pay a penny? An Arv Teksubah doesn't pay. Because it's a mitzvah and nobody's losing money, so we say a guaranteeship is a meaningless gesture.
What happens if the husband doesn't have any money?
She loses. She doesn't get a ksuba. What happens if the husband has no money and there's no guarantor?
Okay, therefore?
I don't know. You tell me, therefore.
No, I'm not saying didn't we have before that suba's not a bacho? Suba's not a cho?
Again, it's a different kind of debt. Did anybody lose money?
She does.
She never had the money.
The right to collect.
Is that her money?
No. Who had the money? Why is it her money?
She got married. Just like
okay, you know the difference between I lend you $100.
Right,
if you don't... I'm sorry. When you lend me $100, when I lend you $100, right, and you don't pay me, I lost $100 that I had. When a woman isn't paid a ksuba, nobody lost money they had.
She got married for the right to ksuba.
Right.
That's what she got married.
Again, don't you see the difference? Nobody lost money. You lost a right to collect money, but nobody lost any cash.
She doesn't have any kind of shibud on any of her property.
Again, shibud doesn't mean she lost money. Shibud is a right. You don't hear the difference?
Here's the difference, but it's very...
I don't think so. So the halacha is, anybody that guarantees a ksuba doesn't have to pay a penny. Because since it's a mitzvah and nobody's losing money, we don't take the guaranteeship any seriously. It's a meaningless gesture. That's malacha. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, how could you answer me talking about an Arav? An Arav of Ksuba doesn't pay. Frek the Gemara, the typical lay the Arav of Ksuba lay mishtabit. And for the Gemara, Bekablon. It's talking about a stronger kind of guaranteeship, where the actual person, Rashi learns, the husband, the father, was involved in moving property. Now let's learn how Rashi learns it. Dr. Rashi. Miman gaviyam hoi lila ben nechosim. Yiru nami arv le mishtabit. We did that already. Bekablon. That's how we pass the kablon. So Rashi should not sell a kablon. That is a very important Rashi. The kablon. So Rashi should not sell a kablon. She tfisa benoy metalkalin. The son gave his wife metalkalin l'ksubasa. At the time of the marriage, he actually handed her items and said, keep this item for your ksuba. Vehi masrasa liyadai. And she went to his father and says, you know what? Here, he gave this to me for my ksuba. I'm giving it to you. Vehechziran livnai. It's supposed to be hechziran. They change it. And the father gave it back to his son. So now the father is more than just a guarantor. He was actively involved in a transfer of funds. Husband gave his wife his watch and said, in case I divorce you, this watch will become yours. It's his watch, not giving it to her. He's giving it to hold as a shibud of the tzibah.
Right to collect. The thing is right to collect.
So right to collect, but the watch was handed over. She went and went to dad, his father's son, and said, here, he gave me this for my shibud. Here, you can. She gives it to him, who gives it back to his son. But since the father was involved in a transfer of an item, when he guarantees the ksuba, it's not a regular guarantee. It's a guarantee that it was he had a direct involvement in transfer of an item. Therefore, he is meshubad. That's what the Gemara is saying, correct. A kablan is a stronger guaranteeship because he was involved in the transaction. He just didn't give words. He actually was involved in the transaction. Now, the Gemara Baba Basra does say there are certain words to make him a kablon, even if he's not involved in the transaction. But Rashi learns in this case he was involved in the transaction.
Before we get to this, the kablon says, don't even go to the guy in the middle, even if he has money. Into the kablon, someone says, take the guy and borrow the money and put it, like, he's not even here. Just go directly to me and I'll worry about it later.
Let's go by the rule. Here, you have to have the money come from somewhere. In other words, you gave it to her, right?
Isn't that already a sharper person? Kaplan says, I'm not interested if the guy has money or not.
No, see, it's not true. See, we're going to see this. You're not letting the Gemara do its thing. Let's let the Gemara do its thing. And for the Gemara, and for the Gemara, but Kaplan. So to Gemara, that depends on another machloikas. A kablon is a stronger guaranteeship. But there's a machloikas in Masechtas Baba Basra. Let's go by a case of a loan. If the person borrowing money has no money to pay it at the time of the loan, and he gets a kablon, is the kablon indebted? There's a mandiyama that says that even a kablon is only indebted if the guy who borrowed the money had money to pay back. Then it guaranteed it in a stronger way, which allows the guy to come to him.
If the kablan knew at the time the guy had no money?
If the kablan knew that the guy had no money, the Gemara says it doesn't mean anything. Because the guy that lent money should have not lent him the money. And therefore, according to that, here the son has no money. Because if the son had money, we assume the son would pay the ksuba. Teretz says, the son had no money. So that even if the father's a kablon, he's not indebted.
Now he has to be there before he did that.
Let's see the Gemara. According to the Mandamit, it says that even though the borrower has no money, the a Kablan is still chayev, and it makes sense. And for the Gemara, Dr. Harris's answer, you want, I can tell you, at the time of the marriage, his son had money. So the father, being a Kablan, worked. Then the son lost his money. Got flooded away. Got ruined. So now the Kablan is Mechuyev. Rashi. The guarantor is not a fool. I know Mr. Itzig is a kind of rugger, used to say a guarantor is a fool with a pen. But, that's what he used to say all the time. What? No, Mr. Itzinger used to say, what is an Arab? A fool with a pen. A nar mitzafetas. I just said. So, Samacharas have a comment, but she was not saying. So why would he do it? We say he meant it because he knew the guy had money, so he counted on that money. But according to the Mandamit, it said, Mishtabed, Vimnashat Vinachar Kemri from an Arab. And then if the guy loses, he'd go to Arab. But according to my knowledge, he's not. My Kalamayim, if I have less than the Chasim Lois Aben, the Havalay the Chasim Lois, probably an Arab. Not a Mavos Chaber, the Arab, the Yifim and Arab, the Kina, the Yifim and Arab, Tchila. You don't go to the Arab straight. Usually go to the guy that owes you money. And for the Gemara, but the Havalay the Chasim Lois Aben, the Chasim Lois Aben, the Chasim Lois Aben, the Chasim Lois Aben,
why is he borrowing? He's borrowing because he doesn't have money.
That's not true.
In most cases, I mean, most cases.
Okay, so let me explain to you something.
He can't reach.
Let me explain to you something.
No.
You want me to explain?
It's for a business.
No, but can I answer you? You haven't given me a chance to say. You're figuring out what I'm saying, and you're already asking on it. You haven't let me say. There's a halacha that says, that if somebody wants to take a loan and he has no plan on how he's going to get the money to pay back, he's not allowed to borrow the money. It's us, Isser. That means a guy that's borrowing money has a plan to pay it back. That's not a plan. I know the Mega Millions is $810 million. I know. I didn't play it. It's not established. Chaim Kanevsky says buying a lottery ticket is not established. I would say buy me a ticket, but I'm afraid if it wins, you're going to say it's yours. You know what I mean? I don't want to be mocked for you when it is, sir. I did. People that borrow money, by and large, have money to pay back. Have a land, have something they can pay back from. The guy has land. That's considered having money. He doesn't want to sell his land. But there is a way to collect the loan.
But a business, he's got a business. He's got money right now.
Exactly. That's what Feigl said. He has a 10-year CD.
Oh, I thought the case
is
that the whole thing.
I
thought that no cash.
No. Now, Tyson says the cash, to buy a cobbler, you can go straight to the cobbler. Rashi makes it sound that if he had money, you wouldn't be able to go to the Kabbalah. You go to him. Tyson says, by Kabbalah, you can go straight to the Kabbalah. So Tyson says, hold it from Dr. Gemara. But that's Rashi learns. Dr. Gemara, Ibai Yisema, Kol Lagavi Brei Shabudim Mishabed Navshay. That even though a regular Kabbalah is not Mishabed himself for people that don't have money, by a son, fathers are mishabed themselves for a son for even less than that. It could be even a regular Arif. Because a father to a son is different than a regular guarantor. Rashi, the guy with brave Mishul Benai, is right. Dr. Gemara Vaitehitmar, because we brought this up, we're going to get off on a tangent for a little bit. Itmar, not for long, but for a little bit. Arav v'ksuba, divri akolai mishtabin. An arav v'ksuba is a meaningless gesture. Rashi, chad ad arav almahu, he's only an arav. V'yoy, glab midi chaseira. nobody's losing anything, so I see a klum mishalah. She never had the money. She didn't lose any money. She lost the rice. Kablu the balchayv, the balchayv mishtabed. A kablu the balchayv for sure is mishubet. A, the guy is losing money, and B, the guy is a stronger guarantee ship. He's a kablon. Arav the balchayv, the kablu the ksuba. A weaker guarantee ship by a balchayv, or a stronger one by a ksuba. Ikulam pligi is an argument. Ikulam ando amar, avagav de lesli nixta leloiv and mishtabet. There are those that say that in this case, even if the borrower had no money, but, right, he's an Arab, but he's losing money. The lender is losing money. The guarantee ship is a serious business. Or by ksuba kablon, the guarantee ship is a serious business. The ikulam ando amar, he isli mishtabet, he lesli lo mishtabet. There's a mandamah that says that a arev of a balchayv and a kablon of a ksuba depend if there's money available at the time. So that was the machloikas we were referring to when we said it depends if he is the Gemara gave an answer, either the guy had or it was a son. So this is the machloikas. One mandamah says that by balchayv, if he has money, arev counts. If he doesn't have money, arev doesn't count. Kablon does. Arev doesn't. By ksuba, the machlokes is by a kablon. If the guy doesn't have money, the husband, is the kablon count or not? That's the machlokes. This is not a father. The hilkasa, the kulu, avagav the leslin mishtabed, we paskin that an arev of a balchayv and a kablon of a ksuba is mishubed even if there's no money, bar the arev de ksuba. Only one that meaningless is by an arev of a ksuba. The avagav the islay, even if the guy has money, the husband, loy mishtabed. My time up? Mitzvah the oven, the loy midi chasera. This is what I spoke at the beginning. There's a double reason. She's not losing any money, and he's doing a mitzvah. Therefore, arav of ksuba is kablan of ksuba means something. Arav of ksuba is a meaningless gesture. He's enabling a mitzvah, and nobody's losing any money. So his guarantee ship doesn't mean anything.
Why is Arab different?
It's a weaker form of guarantee.
Arab, I'm saying.
It's a weaker form of guarantee.
I meant Kabbalah.
Because you're involved in the transaction. It makes you more
strong language.
Yeah, Rashi doesn't bring that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, so it comes out like Kabbalah. The different, not the words of it, it's the whole...
The whole transaction becomes different because of the government. Correct.
How's the mitzvah factor? How is the mitzvah making that? What's the target?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I had the same question.
My understanding of it, and I'm not quoting anybody, is that because the guy is interested in getting a mitzvah done, he's not as committed to really guaranteeing it. He just wants to get the mitzvah done. But I might be wrong. Does Artsko say anything? The Rebbe of Artsko, I'm sure Rebbe of Artsko must say something.
Why don't we just call him Shakti? Why don't we just call him that?
She paid for it.
She was not intended as a financial commitment, but as a means of encouragement.
That's what I said. Who did you quote that from?
Of Vasra 174b and the Rashbam there.
Okay. I might have seen it when I was preparing that they brought down that Rashbam.
So it's not a real coin, it's just a. Like an incentive.
People like to get weddings done. So they promise things and they don't really mean it. That's what happened.
Too often.
Or there are common times different paperwork.
Different words are used.
They're expressing how much stronger the common is. A person that
kind of think in the Gemach Lashon when you have a guarantor, whether they make the guy a kablon or an arab, I don't know. They use arab because they don't, you know.
They go in first.
I mean, Mrs. Vantage doesn't know whether it's a kablon or an arab.
I'll be kablon first, you're saying.
You're allowed to go to the Cabo first. You don't have to go to the Cabo first.
They always do.
They always go to the person first.
Is there any
clause
like that?
According to Beit Shammai, Shtar or Egvin Zigvai is Kigavadam. What does that mean? Therefore what?
So it's not a loan. A Shibud is like you have it.
That's only the Aymed Ligvai. The Ksuba is not Aymed Ligvai.
I'm alone.
I'm alone because the Gemara says in Yavamas, they didn't Ksuba Ligvai Mechayim. Ksuba is not meant to be collected during the marriage. Even though, again, this is Beit Shammai Shita, we don't pass it that way. And, I mean, Beit Shammai says it by Ksuba in certain cases. I would have to go back to the Sugya of Hamas, which we had.
But I thought for sure Ksuba was like, let's see, a right means nothing.
That's not a fair statement. A right means that the woman can collect from the husband's estate. What's wrong with that? Right means nothing as far as guaranteeship is concerned, unless it's a kavla, halacha.
As Rashi on the base before, like the kavla, the last two words, what if he didn't do that? Why is Rashi adding that?
That is not a kavla. Rashi has kabbalah, meaning he transferred the funds from one to the other.
So he could have transferred to a third party also, no? I mean, what does one mean? No, but now it's not here anymore?
Well, that's because, yeah, it wouldn't be here. It would be here if she'd go get it.
I mean, if it was in his own hands,
He would give it back to her. Don't think of Rashi. We finish Rashi. Don't think about my Dhamma Ravina Toshima. Mi korad the tekantin. You know, from going to the reason of the takana. Why is Ksuba Bezaboris? We had this before. We had a brisa. Reb Shimon said, and we said, the brisa was explaining the Mishnah. Mishnah said Ksuba Zisha Bezaboris, and Reb Shimon said, why? Because a woman wants to get married more than a man. Is that miyasmi? If it's only miyasmi, then the reason has nothing to do with reality. Why is the brisa giving you a reason that doesn't apply? That's not about the guy. Let's read it inside. Mikarin is the content of the reason, which is a brisa. Yaisimi mash isha raitsa lisa, isha raitsa linase. Beisal gadaitach miyasmi, haimishim liyasmi hu. It's nothing to do with this. Chufta the marzutra, chufta. Rashi. Mikarin is the content of shayrish tam atakonam. Period. Dr. Gemara Weichter.
The psychology of a woman is that she's not
going to
get divorced from this fellow. I mean,
she's married.
That's
the
thing about
divorce.
She's not married.
No, because most marriages.
Again, I have no idea what you're asking.
Most marriages end.
Again, I don't know. Forget about it. What does the brisa say? Why is Ksuba getting divorced? Forget about anything else. Let's learn the brisa.
Because women want to get married.
And therefore, they're willing to settle for Zaboris.
In other words,
what's it got to do with Yasmi?
Because most marriages that
again, but that's not going to make a difference. She's not.
Ultimately, I'm going to get a Suba at some point. But that's going to happen after my husband dies. Right? I mean,
again. Then you. Me Yasmi, you collect from Zaboris because it's Yasmi.
But that's the normal case of Suba.
Yasmi, everything takes from Yisayman. Amar Marzutra b'Shmeidra of Nachman, b'Shmeidra of Nachman, b'Shmeidra of Nachman. So because we brought down one halacha of Marzutra from the son of Nachman, we are now going to bring down a different halacha Mazutu Bishmeidra of Nachman.
Even though we just slugged him up.
We slugged him up. But what halacha? That doesn't mean he's wrong all the time. It was an Amira. He made it into the Gemara. You know what I mean? I didn't. He did. And Rizal says any person mentioned the Gemara had the ability to be Mechai Mason. So, we're dealing with somebody who had the ability to be Mechai Mason. Amar Mazutra, Bereder of Nachman, Mishmeder of Nachman. Star Choy by Yaita Yisaimim. Ava Bishakasa by Shvach. Eine Goiva Ella Min Hasiboris. A star chayv that goes out to be collected, meaning you're collecting from the orphans, even though it wrote in the star that the guy has a right to collect iddis. Let me explain. Somebody lent somebody else money. Shimon lent Levi money. And Shimon said to Levi, I know that I'm supposed to get bainanus, but I'm not lending you the money for bainanus. I'm sorry. I'm not interested. If you want me to borrow money from me, we're going to write the star that I have a right to collect iddis. You don't have to borrow money from me. I don't have to lend you money. I'm a nice guy. I'm willing to lend you money. But I'm not willing to lend you money just to get paid in this. It's not worth it for me. I have a deal. I can get iddis. I'm not interested. I know you need the money desperately. I understand. But you have to commit yourself to pay me for iddis. It's not going against the Torah. I'm allowed to make conditions in how I lend money, as long as I don't charge interest. I'm not charging interest. I'm getting the value. You can owe me $1,000. You'll pay me $1,000. But I made a condition that it comes to minutes. If I wouldn't make that condition, it would be bainus. I'm not lending you the money. I'm sorry.
But the Psukim are teaching me that. Our Psukim says is there a Shabbat or the Psukim that maybe we have different reasons how you got idiots, right?
Again, bottom line is I don't have to lend you the money.
Again.
There's no halacha in the Torah that says I'm a chuyuv to lend you the money for benefit. It's not true.
It's a
mitzvah.
No, because all that doesn't mean if, it means when.
Again, the bottom line is not everybody lends people money. Wrong, right, it's a fact. So if I want to make a condition, I can.
But again, we know this halachas of bainus is psukim.
No, bainus, but it doesn't make a difference. Let's say it would be. It's not. It happens not to be.
What do you mean? Midiz Shemina and all those things wasn't?
That was bainus Zik.
But
do we learn that one from the other? No, not. I'm not going to get involved in that, but that's later on coming. That's not our point. Point, we can get to that later. The point is, I can make a condition. Listen, this sitter is worth $5, $10. I can tell you, Avraham, I know it's a $10 sitter. I charge $50. You don't want to buy it, don't buy it. It's 100% legal.
That
Achila
stuff.
Again, Achila stuff. Is it a story? No. I know it means, I tell you, it's a $50 sitter. Reb Chaim Kinyevsky died from this. That would be enough. I'm misleading you. I'm telling you, this is a $5 sitter. I want $50. You don't have to buy it.
We said, well, you know, it's only when the optional, when you do it optional, without specifying.
Right, exactly. That's why we move it to Zibur, to Bain. Being in Midaraisa, you collect from Zaburis. Rabbanah moved it to Bainanus, to Latino Delos. I can make a condition, whatever I want. I made the condition. I'm sorry. Shimon made the condition when he lent Levi money. I will collect from it. He's allowed to make the condition. Levi doesn't have to borrow the money. Go somewhere else.
And if Levi dies?
That's exactly what my sister's going to be talking about.
No, borrow it.
The Yisraelim only have to pay Zeboris. Even though there was a beferish condition in the star. Amrabaya Teda. The Bachoiv didn't have a bainness. And we asked him, Zeboris. He's supposed to get bainness, it goes down. So the difference doesn't make him he's supposed to get bainness, he's supposed to get in it. Yisraelim, it goes down. Rashi.
What's that a raya?
Why is it not a raya?
I'm saying, it was.
Why is it not a raya?
Because
a Bachayim is supposed to get Beinonis? Do we lower it by Yisayimim? So what difference does it make if the Torah, Rabbanu said Beinonis, or he wrote it? By Yisayimim, it goes down.
Without stipulation.
Yeah, that's what I was... Once there's a stipulation,
that wins. Again, Rabbanan made every loan a stipulation for Beinonis. Built into every loan, Beinonis. Yet when the guy dies, it goes down to Zeboris. So stipulation means nothing. Yes. Kyrie could make that stipulation also.
He could make that stipulation?
I think so.
They didn't get into it.
Let's just catch up with Rashi took Rashi. Hayaitan Yisimim, Shilava Aviam, Shikasabai, Shvach, Shisna, Mamalvali Gusmidis. Paid that by Mani Tro, the Gabi Yisimim, the Stambach of the Menace, and the Yasin Mishdana Dinai. Now, Rav is going to argue on this. Let's see Rav. Omele Rav Hachi Ashta. Rav says, I don't know if I have time to finish it, I'll say it outside. Rav is tiny like this. Really, a Bachar should get Zeboris. Rabbanan came along and moved him up to Beinonis. So they said, we're only moving him up by you, but not by the Yisayimim. Here, he wrote on his own that he wants Idis. You can't compare that to the Takana. A Bachar is supposed to get Zeboris. Rabbanan moved it up to Beinonis. Midaraisa, a Bachayiv gets whatever you give him, which is Zeboris. Rabbanan wanted to encourage people to lend money. They moved it up to Beinonis. Why would anybody lend money if he's going to be stuck with Zeboris? So the Rabbanan Sakana was only from the guy, not from the Yisayimim. By Yisayimim, they let it alone by the Midaraisa. Here, the guy made his own Tanai of Idis. That's not subject to the Rabbanan Sakana. He's not doing it because Rabbanan allowed him. He's doing it because he made that his own personal condition. Why should that be affected by his death, by the guy's death? Okay, I'll let Rabbi Kara continue this tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful summer. We should be healthy and well. We should have a surah's presence. And Mitch Shem, this year, the rest of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Mitch Shem, Bez El. We will resume again in Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh.